You're listening to the VA Claims Authority. I'm Gary, Air Force veteran, VA disability claims strategist, and the guy who got denied, fought back, and won. I'm here to make sure the VA doesn't leave you behind. Whether you're filing your first claim or fighting your fifth appeal, this is your briefing. Let's get into it. Most first VA claims are denied, not because your condition isn't real, but because the paperwork arrives missing the pieces the examiner needs to say service-connected. That's the ugly truth. Today I'm going to change that for you. In 10 minutes, you'll walk away with one thing, a 5-piece packet you can assemble and send so your claim is ready to decide on day one. Here's the quick list, the 5 pieces. 1, service records in your DD-214. 2, medical records from VA and private providers. 3, buddy and lay statements. 4, nexus evidence, DVQ, or a focused nexus letter. And 5, the correct VA forms completed and signed. Now let's unpack each item so you know exactly what to request, what to write, and what to check before you hit submit. Section 1, service records and medical records. Start with your DD-214 and service treatment records, STRs, and any personnel files like ERBs or OERs that note in-service events. Request copies from the MPRC right away online or via va.gov. Put that request in motion before you file. Why? Because the examiner needs documented in-service events, entries showing injury, complaints, treatments, or MOS duties that create a nexus. Examples are documented back pain complaints, heat exposures, training incidents, or hospitalizations. If you add a line on a morning report or a dental record mentioning an accident, include it. For medical records, pull everything from the VA and any private clinics that treated the condition. Don't guess what matters. Include emergency room notes with dates, initial treatment entries, follow-up visits, and prescriptions. Highlight or note language that shows onset and continuity. Phrases like patient reports ongoing pain since 2008 or symptoms began while on deployment are gold. If you treated at a civilian ER for the same issue after service, include that too. It shows continuity. Make a short 2-line index at the front of your packet, listing each record and the date range so the examiner can scan it fast. Section 2, buddy and lay statements plus nexus evidence. A good buddy statement isn't a novel. It's short, factual, and specific. Use a template, name, relationship, how long they've known you, then 3 facts, what they observed, how often, and when it started. Example lines you can copy. I saw John limping after the training accident on June 12, 2007. He used a cane around the house from 2008 onward. The limp was present at least twice a week and got worse after deployment. That establishes observability, frequency, and onset. Who qualifies? Spouses, coworkers, shipmates, squad leaders, anyone who can confirm you exhibited symptoms. Now, nexus evidence. If your service records and treatment notes don't explicitly tie the injury to service, you need medical opinion. For many claims, a DBQ filled by a VA clinician at CNP is enough, but a strong private nexus letter can help when the link is complex. If you pay for a private nexus letter, make sure the doctor answers the key question directly. Is it at least as likely as not, 50% or greater probability, that the veteran's current condition is related to the in-service event or disease? Ask them to cite objective findings and explain their reasoning. Red flags. A letter that's only sympathetic or lacks clinical rationale will be ignored. Prefer a focused opinion that cites dates, symptoms, and medical reasoning. Section 3, forms, CNP alignment, and the nitty-gritty of submission. The core forms, VA Form 21 to 526EZ to file the claim, VA Form 21-4138 for a supporting statement, and VA Form 21-4142 to authorize release of private records. When filling 21 to 526 EZ, complete sections I through 3 now veteran info service periods and list each condition exactly how you want it evaluated. On 21-4138, put one short paragraph per condition. Condition, first notice brief summary of how it impacts daily life. For 21-4142, check the box, authorizing release of private records, and sign the dates, missing authorizations, stall requests. Arrange your packet so the examiner sees the logical trail. Cover page with index, your completed 21 to 526 EZ, sign 21-4142, then service records, then medical records in chronological order, then buddy statements, then any nexus letter or DBQ. Use headers and page numbers. For CMP prep, tie specific phrases to reading criteria. For example, if you're claiming knee instability, include medical language about anteroposterior translation or the frequency of giving way. That helps the writer map findings to percentage tables faster. Action step. One concrete thing you can do right now. Go to va.gov, download VA Form 21-526EZ and VA Form 21-4142. Fill sections I-3 of the 21-526EZ with your full service dates and list your top one or two conditions with the earliest date you remember symptoms. Sign and date the 21-4142 to authorize records release. Then, submit the e-claim or mail the packet to your regional office, and at the same time, file an NPRC records request for your STRs. Do those three things today, and you've already reduced the chance of a denial for missing evidence. If you want the one-page packet checklist and buddy statement template I mentioned, visit vacclaimsauthority.com. You'll find the download in the episode notes. If this episode helped you, share it with a veteran who needs it, and leave a review so more vets find this guidance. That's your briefing. Now go execute. If you need help, an audit, a rebuttal, or a full strategy session, head to vacclaimsauthority.com. I'll see you next episode. And remember, your service earned this. Don't let paperwork take it from you. The VA won't tell you this. I will